Is that Blue Side? Tinnitus odorus is very much in place tonight, although tomorrow is the first 14 days in Chodesh Av, and we always have a kinnus before Chamashos Aviyah. No, but this year it comes out in Shabbos, and Melach Dumik for Anuso, what Machdaminon, but to be Machdamis Ayurus is always the right thing. And well, this is the time for his Ayurus. Chamashos Aviyah is a time for Maisifan Lomatayr of Alelus, and Azichir, the right time to be Messiah. I'd like to ask myself a question. What exactly is his Hesoiris? It's Duch Sachnea, I said, that his Hesoiris refers to two totally different and opposite things. They both lead to the same conclusion, and they both hopefully lead to the same result, but they face two totally different problems. We find Chazal speak, the Gemara Brachos, about a person's struggle with the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara Dashens, the Pasuk, reads about Techato, Imru Bubavcha, Mal Mishtachar, V'doy Musela. But the more the oil of Yargis of the Yeser, Hatoy of Yeser Ra, a person should preferably try to make a frontal confrontation, a confrontation between the Yeser Toiv and the Yeser Hor, not to try to sort of accommodate the Yeser Hor, but to work with the full press of his Yeser Toiv and try to conquer the Yeser Hor outright. Yitzhak. Make a battle with the Yetzer Hara. And be al techato, and don't give in to the Yetzer Hara, but follow the instructions of the Yetzer Tov. Sometimes it happens, why in this Hara? And if he didn't conquer the Yetzer Hara, what should he do? Yasik Batoyre. What's Yasik Batoyre? Shenemar, Imru Bilvavcha. So a person should speak and think and use the kelim that he has, which are miyuchad for limud haTorah, and that should do the trick. But sometimes that doesn't work either. Lo yitzchoy is yikra Krishna. Shenem la'al mishkavcha Krishna alamita. And it's not lo yitzchoy then yaske yano misa. It's clear from the words of Chazal that we're dealing with a situation where someone has an urge to follow the Yetzer Hara, and he needs something to be able to attack and drive away the Yetzer Hara, to overpower the Yetzer Hara. In each case, the question is Nitzchoy. There's a Bechon going on, and if he doesn't succeed by using one method to be Menaseach the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara, then he follows a different method and a different method. But each of these methods are being used to be Menaseach the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara is fighting the person. He wants to win, he wants to control what the person does. And we need weapons, and we need tactics, and to face and confront and overcome the Yetzer Hara. And nobody wants to go around thinking all day of Yoyam Nisa, although Chazal, many Tzukim constantly refer to that. Chazal clearly say that that's the fourth choice, and perhaps it's only effective after going through the first three. But we use these methods that Chazal taught us to lower the koyach, to defeat the yetzer hara. And the battle is to overcome and overpower something that's already very strong in a person. Then there's another kind of yetzeres, another type of yetzer hara. The Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim, it's quoted all over, that even though tkiya shofar is a mitzvah, afal tikein, there's a message in tkiya shofar. And what is the message? Uru yeshenem mishinascha hokitzu mitarimascha. And he was facing a totally different situation. It's a situation where a person doesn't have the yetzer hara fighting him, and there's very little that he has to overpower. But there's a certain atzlus. There's a koyach ha'ofer, he's misrabim. He can't move. He's frozen. And nothing seems to go. To do mitzvahs, you have to have zrizus. You have to have zehirus. You have to have koyach ha'nefesh. You have to have energy to be Makayim the mitzvahs. You have to have energy to be Oisek Batorah. Clearly, for a person who lacks energy and is not interested in anything, his method of overcoming that particular Yetzer Hara wouldn't be to sit more in Torah or to be Margis Yetzer Toivah Yetzer Hara. He's not being Margis anything. His system came to a full halt and he became frozen. What he needs is something to jar him, to energize him, and to start the machinery, so to speak, moving, rolling, so that he should function once more with the hislavus and be able to be margis. Because he's lacking the courage to be margis, the yetzer tov, to do anything. He had no yetzer hara either. Just doing nothing. So he needs the hisoyrus to arouse himself and from asleep. And for this he needs a tekiya shofar or something else that's equivalent to tekiya shofar, that words of hisoyrus el chitcha shofar. And he'll be able to overcome the sleepiness and that overpowers him. A person who wants to be oisik in tshuva, in maisim toivim, in anything worthwhile, has to have energy. And where should he get the energy from? So he wouldn't be able to supply it to himself so easily. When it comes to overpowering a yetzer hara that already is active, that's possible for a person to search within his nefesh and to discover the means by which to fight the yetzer hara, the means by which to lower the koyches which prevent him from learning. But those koyches are very active. And these koyches that prevent him from doing the right thing, they're very active and very strong, but he is still filled and charged with energy, and he's able to discover within himself these koyches ha-nefesh. And it's up to him. He could do it in a quiet moment. Yigzu. In Nubavcha. Al-Mishkavcha. Doimutzela. And by using these koyches, he learns to control and to focus his energy in the right direction and to channel them into a way which will help him be Makayan and do everything that he should be doing. Not so when a person lacks interest and he may be energetic in other things which are totally unrelated to Dvorim Ruchniyim. It's like Chazal say, Ki Yogata be Yisroel. My Ki Yogata be Yisroel. Yosef Uvishtoi Kula Yoyma Beloiloi. And he sits and learns, he's he's loyal. He's a whole day kept on schmoozing, he could talk and do anything. And he never gets tired. And he sits down for 2 minutes to learn, his eyes begin to droop. That's ki yogato bi Yisroel. There's something that is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that makes you tired. Ki yogato bi. And for this he needs his Yisroel. And the Yisroel necessarily has to come from a charge that's administered from outside of himself. A shofar, or words of Ma'irim, which are the equivalent of a shofar. And in this way, they'll find the right courses that will transmit their power to him, and then they'll begin to move and to recover the original courses which he had truly once had. People begin life with all the courses that are necessary. And if at some time later in life they're missing those courses, then they have to recover them. It's not something totally new that they have to create. Yesh Me'ayah. And for that, the person needs his Hisoyeris, and that Duftachne, that the keenness of his Hisoyeris, to listen to people who try to find the right words, the right mamor, the right ideas, to be more people. We're focusing the Iker on the second Indian of his Hisoyeris, although both problems require separate address, and they have to be dealt with each in a totally different manner, one from another. Afal Pitein, they complement each other, because at many, many times we suffer from both problems. Too much energy in the wrong places, and none at all. Yosefu Misni Baloi sits down and learns and becomes tired. I'd like to say over a thought that perhaps could be instrumental in helping a person recharge himself when he can't find others who could help him do it. And of course, it's not always possible to find someone who will tell you those right words which will trigger off a change and a response. I spoke about, rather the last couple of days, going through the first bracha of Birkas Krishna in the morning. We have a very, very interesting chiluk, a major chiluk, between the two kedushas that the malachim say. The bracha brings down the kedusha of Kodesh from Yeshaya, and the kedusha of Baruch Kvod Hashem Min Koinoi from Yecheskel. There's a lengthy, lengthy introduction to the kedusha of Kodesh, and it's all built on the pasuk the Korah Zehol Zeh Biomar. And Chazal types up very accurate and careful detail. The kabbalim dain and dain biyomar noisin yeshus zehol zeh. And the way they say it, the way they express themselves, the aim of the year, the vorch and the shabbos and the four, and then when they're about to say the kedusha, so if they say it b'sofo b'rura uv'ne'ima, pronouncing each word very carefully, slowly, sweetly, and kulam ke'echot, and oinin, and every malach is carefully in his place. The Rambam says that there are 10 madregas of malachim, and none of them could have any shaykhus to each other's madregas. because each Madrega is built on the Koyach of the Malach, the Atzmius of the Malach, that's Kuloi Deir. And the higher Deir has a Koyach that enables that Malach to be Masik, that level of Deir. And the lower Malach could only be Masik what's possible for him. And all the different Malachim, the Srofim, the Chayas, the Afani HaKoydesh, are cooperating with each other, and in very slow, patient, careful, clearly pronounced words, L'haktish l'yoysav b'nachas ruach sofo v'ruram. The every word in the whole introduction to the Kedusha Kodesh speaks about the great thinking and focus and care, everything clear, flow, nachas ruach, sofo v'ruram. Then, when that's over, something strange takes place. It seems as if there's chaos in Shemayim. The Afanim and the Chayes HaKoydesh and the Serafim, they're all on different madrigals, and they all have different days. And all of a sudden, the Sofa, the Rura, the Nachas Ruach, the Ne'ima, all of a sudden disappears. And there's a Rosh Gadol. And one jumps to the other one's level. Misnasim Luma Serafim. And there's a Rosh Gadol. And then, the Baruch Koyd Hashem Koyd. What is it that makes the Kedusha of Kodesh so different from the Kedusha of Baruch? The Kedusha of Kodesh is some limud that's so careful and so precise, and it's done with such patience that there shouldn't be a deviation of a chut hasara. And then all of a sudden there's chaos in Shemayim. Gone is the sofa b'rura. Everything is gone. It's just the Rosh Gadol and the Baruch Koyd Hashem Koyd. See, Rabbi said, when we say the Kedusha of the Siddur and we teach the Kodesh in Washington Targum, it's very important. The one Saita says that in the schus of that limud, it's limud HaTorah B'Rabim of the highest order. The world doesn't become Torah, other state and Gemara. And the Targum takes apart the Kedusha. Kaddish b'shmei miroi me'eloa b'shchitzeh. Kaddish al ara oiva geburteh. Kaddish la'ola alo me'elmaya. Every Kaddish means something else. And our boys say there are malachim. There are malachim that come and go. Kaddosham wadkor and rabbim unasecha. And there are malachim that are there for a long time. And they said that to Dusha Kseder. The machlokes migmor, how often the malach is mishabeach. But whatever it is, the kedusha of kodesh is a kedusha of his boinenus, a kedusha of deep thinking and getting to the tachlis of the koyach of the malach to be masig mashet efshir of pidei oisav, to get to as close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu as he can, and to understand and to be masig. And that requires tremendous ius. That requires patience. When we use our own ius, it's a child's plaything compared to the ability of the malachim to be ma'ayat. What they can accomplish with their day is way beyond our ability to accomplish. The kedusha of his boinenus is a kedusha that we speak about of Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And a Malach understands. And on our level, we too have to understand. Because we also say the same Kedusha. And we have to apply our Koyach HaIyun and our Koyach HaHezboinenus And it could only be done with patience, slow, deep, measured, careful thinking. Not to interrupt one another. And the Malachim reach their level of hispoinus with a tremendous effort, and they succeed. And when they succeed, then they're able to pronounce these words, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokas, Malach HaLoras Kavod. But once they come to that recognition, once they come to a Hakorah, once they come to see this new Gimui which they haven't seen before, it does something to the Malach. It creates a tremendous hispoinus. It overwhelms the Malach. And he becomes so misragish in his foil from what he now understands, that he's literally blown out of this place. There's no longer any room during the moment of supreme hispilus and the onus on the oina. There's no longer any room for that careful hispilus that led to this effect, that led to this gilu. And then all of a sudden, v'ifan v'chayas ha-koydish v'rash drozah, the hispilus is a result of the hispilus. And that creates a tremendous effect in all the olamas. A tremendous amount of koyach is poured into the bria because of that hispilus in its actions. And the ra'as godol of baruch kvod Hashem and kaima comes about. When we're missing the koyach hisrakshus, we're missing the koyach hispilus. It's not impossible to create it, even if we lack the energy and we lack the kalim to do it. We don't have the wherewithal to just all of a sudden find koyaches from nowhere, unless perhaps if we hear words that are so moving, words of his oirus. But every one of us has on his level a power to attempt to be mizboinet, to be ma'ayin, and to understand something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah Kedoshah. That should perhaps find a responsive chord in his heart, that should replace the energy that's lost over a period of sleepiness when his koach seems to disappear. And there is something that has to be discovered. There's no formula that took it past to everyone, and there's no single answer that every single person could use. The Afal Pi Kein, there is a pathway to the heart which could create that hisrakshus, which is a result of his boininess of thinking. Even if it's thinking on a smaller and limited level, Afal Pi Kein, one has to be ready for that moment of hisrakshus when it comes to hold on to it and grab it and respond to it and call out something which is the equivalent of Baruch Kvod Hashem. And that Kvod Hashem will be ma'or the person. And perhaps the result will be a little bit oyer in place of the choshech. Because when there's an absence of energy and there's a need for his oyers, that's the equivalent of shina and choshech. And one needs to find that streak of oyer that should light up the darkness and give him that hisrakshus that should move him and charge him, that he should be able to put his koyches and his nefesh into the Torah and mitzvahs. We're now entering the time beginning with Shot for the Yod, and not long, that long afterwards it's Chol Hashanah, then comes Yom Teruah. We have to discover the key to each one's neshama. Each person has his own path to trace, to discover what is the key to my neshama. What is it that's going to charge me? What is it that's going to give myself the koyachas hanefesh that I so sorely lack? And you can discover it. A person has to search. And yadatu masoso tamen, he'll find it. Each yochid has a channel in his message that perhaps is so different and personal from anyone else's. And if he'll discover it, in that case, he'll be able in some small human way to respond in the same manner as the Malachim do when they say Baruch Vayah Shalom Kaima. So they wish to help him that we should all discover our Koyachos HaNefesh and open up these new zman Be'ez Hashem and the yeshivas, and every day is a new zman, and every day is possible for a person to create his Vavus, which didn't exist the day before and which could propel him and energize him for a long, long time for all of his life, Be'ez Hashem.